What's happening? Hour number two, Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. On this Monday, I would say overcast, but it was actually raining when I left the house.
Yeah, it was this morning for me too.
But it's more pleasant in terms of just the temperature. It's not too bad out. But be safe on the drive, obviously. Next hour, Eric Kane will join us from the Sports Animal over in Knoxville. We'll get set for what's going to happen in college baseball. But a lot of that's probably going to be saving Jimbo. Let's just be honest.
No doubt about it.
Also, yeah. Vols basketball picking up another recruit over the weekend.
Sure did. Yep. Got another four-star.
Yep. So the last time the number one overall seed in College World Series, go ahead and pay this tease off, or this stat off at least. Last time the number one overall seed won the College World Series, 1999, Miami. And there have been numerous examples of number one seeds that don't even make it to Omaha. So it's been 23 years. I think Tennessee could do it, but boy, history.
Ain't on their side.
Not exactly on their side.
No, right. It's not on their side. The one thing they have is a big offense. Now, of course, you can get cold in the game, but it's also winning the series. And they've done a really good job of that, except against Kentucky. I'm just trying to figure out, can you strategize in baseball the same way other teams do in other sports? You know what I'm saying? You see a basketball team, it's like, oh, they attack this way, so we attack this way, and we won. Football is the same exact thing. You know, you do this and do that. I'd love to know on the baseball side, can you look at Kentucky's tape film and be like, yeah, we're doing that against the Vols? You know what I'm saying? Because they pretty much dominated that series. Shout out to Kentucky as far as just overall wins. Knocked their ace out on Thursday night when they played them. And I think Tennessee won the second game, but Kentucky ended up splitting or ended up 2-1 in that series. So the one thing that everybody says about the Tennessee baseball team is their offense and then when their pitching is on. But that's all a matter of sometimes the umpire or just the kid. Sometimes you just have a bad day on the bump. So we'll see. This is going to be interesting. But that's a long time of history, Jay, when it comes down to the number one overall seed winning it all.
But if you do it, then you can say, well, first team in 23 to do it. Just shows how difficult it is to win the College World Series.
Yeah.
This kind of got some traction late last week. And then over the weekend, Burke Nyhill suggested, and that's the CEO for the Titans, if you didn't know, saying, look, it's going to take over $1.8 billion in renovations to bring Nissan up to NFL standards because it's fallen into disrepair. We already knew this. $2.2 billion is now what you're looking at for a new stadium. Those are numbers you're starting to see to get something ready by 2026.
Yeah.
Nyhill called it one of the worst stadiums in the league, badly in need of repair. So he had the Fox 17 tweet about that very thing. And then he had Andrew Brandt, who's a former executive in the NFL. He's worked for Pro Football Talk for a long time as well. Him then tweeting, translation from Titans to state city leaders. Show us the money or we may have to look elsewhere. When you put that in the chat, yeah. I was just like, do you know what you're talking about, Andrew? Because I don't think anybody in this city doesn't think the stadium's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All this is saying is, yeah, we're building one. There's no sense in renovating.
Yeah, no.
That's all it's saying.
Show you a video. This rubber cement or something in the stadium?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. In the following tweet, which I just tweeted out, is somebody that put in there as a piece inside Nissan that's look rubberish. I'm not sure if the cement didn't settle or there's Bondo on it or what, but yeah, I don't see the Titans leaving Tennessee as far as making demands. I thought the ball's been rolling as much as it possibly could as far as the new stadium.
Yeah, it's moving quick.
Yeah, it's moving quick as I thought, man. Of course, with certain timelines, they're trying to get stuff done in. I would never see the Titans leaving here or honestly making an open threat. Who was it? Andrew Brandt that made that threat. Will show us the money or we may have to look elsewhere. Yeah, probably Spring Hill or probably building a stadium in Gallatin or something like that where there's a lot of land. I don't necessarily see them picking up and leaving because they're not getting funding, man.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Like that, I'm just reading that. It's just like, what kind of content are you trying to generate here? Because this doesn't wash.
Yeah.
And if Brandt did 5 minutes of research, you'd have found that out. Because I don't know that there's anyone listening right now that doesn't think a stadium's coming.
I'll be honest. If you look on, who was it, Jackie Del Pillars? DePilar's
Wasn't sure exactly. I didn't want to mispronounce her name.
Yeah, sorry if I messed that up, Miss Jackie. But the stadium section, of course, there's only a few snapshots that they have. But the seats do look pretty run down. It's all concrete, which everybody kind of brought up. There's a few seats. I'd be ticked if I was a season ticket holder and my seat was broken the way this one looked. Now, of course, this is a 20-year-old stadium, maybe a little bit older than that, right? 20-plus-year-old stadium, all concrete. Certain stuff is going to happen, especially when you got people fighting in the stands like that. And it's in the open elements. Tennessee's weather goes up and down as far as winter. So when you got concrete like that, it's going to expand and crack. I'm looking at cracks stepped and somebody showed water leakage on the inside. I'd almost say this is business as usual as far as the wear and tear of something. Now, of course, there were people who were tweeting out, of course, looking at the Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Other places that just had paint on top of paint on top of paint. Somebody was bragging on the fact that Green Bay, as old as Lambeau is, has actually been kept up pretty well. So I don't know what the difference is. Maybe the temperature's a little less of a range when it comes down to curing the concrete or whatever the case may be. But this is
it's
going to get done.
This is what happened. This is what's being said. Berg Nyhiel basically telling Metro, look, you might not like to the deal you agreed to over 20 years ago in terms of the lifespan and the maintenance costs of Nissan Stadium, but don't forget, you still are going to have to contribute something to this project going to be moving forward.
We're going to do a lot of this, and we've set up the funding, and we've talked, you know, all the things that we've already talked about on the show and what we've already seen, but some of this is going to be on you.
Right. Yeah. Now, the stadium itself, look, not a great stadium.
Is it not? Like,
they had to get it, done so they can get the team here. And the deal that was done was very team friendly when it was made at the time in order to get the team here. I think it's basically the Titans, Berg Nyhiel being the mouthpiece for this, saying, look, Metro, you're going to have to play ball at least a little bit. Here's what our contribution is going to be. Here's the states. You will have to play ball in some form or fashion. Now, the debate you want to have in terms of any public funding for stadium, that's a different situation.
Yeah, it is.
But it's basically Burke saying you are going to have to contribute regardless of what you may have said in public statements a few weeks ago.
I'd love to know who's against this when it comes down to it. Is it not the fans? Is it not the city? Is it, you know, the leaders of Nashville, Davidson County, the state that are pretty much saying no this, no that? Because it's one of the most obvious necessary things for this city. It's to build that new stadium, especially when you already got it mapped and laid out as far as where it can go. And I know there's a lot of other things.
Cooper is... You remember what he's saying about it not being an entertaining city and all this garbage.
Just
pipe down, man.
That's not just that. Stop. That's not this.
The tourism in this city and everything else and the events that you get, I mean, you start making money hand over fist on this thing at some point. I think this is kind of what happened with Nissan to what Schaefer just said. You know, when you buy a house and everything's good, and then all of a sudden you start needing to repair it. Yep. And you find out that whoever it was that was hired to build it took a bunch of shortcuts or did stuff that makes no sense. You ever bring somebody in to look at something wrong with your house?
Mm-hmm.
And they get there and they're like, I don't know how this was put together, but I've never seen this before. Then you realize, I don't know what happened here. Well, sometimes you build something because you need it there in the moment, but those materials are not as sustainable as you thought they were. Whatever gets done here, the one thing you want is one that's state-of-the-art that's not going to be an iPad in 5 years that can barely run the new software.
Yeah.
You got to have something that's going to be more lasting than that. And you need, there's some things that you need in order to bring the events that you want to bring to this city. But this problem is not going to go away if you don't do it now. If you wait 5 years, you're still going to be in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. I don't know why we're writing comments as national media types to suggest, oh, they're going to leave if they don't get them to shut up. Like that. No, they're not. They're going nowhere. Again, I don't think there's anyone listening this morning that doesn't think that stadium's being built.
Oh, yeah. We had a question come in the chat. And it was, what is the Titans stadium rank on my list as far as the ones I visited?
We'll do it after the break.
Yeah, we can talk about that for sure.
Okay. 615-737-1045 is the telephone number. We'll come back. We'll try to rank where Nissan is. I'll tell you this. It's better than Neyland.
Yeah.
We'll be back. It's Jay Martin and Mo, 104.5 The Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
So I went to Reddit. That was a mistake. To try and see what people thought of the stadium stuff, and I stumbled accidentally into a Colts message board. Yikes. NSFW, folks.
Ooh, not safe for work.
So the question was asked, as we're looking at the new stadium and all this, and actually let's take Sean's call and then we'll address that question. Sean is in Nashville, waited through the break. What's up, Sean?
Hey, fellas. First and foremost, I'm a huge fan. You know, Ramon, loved watching you play up in Knoxville.
Thank you.
You know, Nashville, you know, first of all, is the Titan Stadium as bad as what Houston did to them with the Astrodome? Probably not. Is the NFL not one of the richest corporations? If Apple came to Nashville and said, we want you to build us all of our stores and pay for it, and then we'll put our stores in and make all our money, everybody would be outraged. Well, the NFL probably has as much money as Apple has. Look at what Goodell makes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time for them to pony up, because it's not like they're spending money on health care for you, Ramon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the NFL's got all this money. They need to kind of pony up. We just donated millions and millions of dollars of land to the Ingrams, who aren't exactly hurting, so they could build a kickball stadium over by the fairgrounds that doesn't have parking. We built a minor league baseball stadium that can't get retrofitted for Major League Baseball. Yet, we've got major leagues coming in, and so it makes sense to build a new stadium if the state doesn't have to pay for it. So they can put it where the Titan Stadium is now and then move their new football stadium there, because everybody wants to, you know, they want to have a stadium like Los Angeles, like they have in Los Angeles with Sochi, or what Las Vegas has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mercedes Dome. I mean, I know they want something sexy and big, but you know what? We don't have infrastructure. We don't have enough bus drivers for our school. Right now, I'm in the parking lot at an oil change place because the one down the street from me, all their staff walked out. Because, you know, it's places that are short staffed because people can't afford to live in this city if they're, you know, it's the high paid jobs that you can, but, you know, these folks that are changing oil, that are waiting tables and stuff like that, they can't afford to live in this city. Right. Spend some money on affordable housing. Help people out first. A new stadium is great, but you know what? They make enough money.
All right. We know where you're going there on Sean.
Sean was on it, man. Yeah. I feel him. Sean, I'm here to tweet me that one, because he's on fire.
I assume he's saying they should pay for all of it.
He's saying kickball stadium.
Yeah, that was funny. It's a funny line whether or not you like Sean, what's happening at Geodis or not. No offense to the soccer.
No offense, Sean.
No offense to soccer fan.
That was a drive-by right there, though. That was good, Sean.
What did you think of what Sean said?
It got some points to it. I always like to play devil's advocate with stuff like this. It's, you know, they're bringing industry into the city. It's like, this is your payment right here by us uplifting if you do happen to build it. I agree with them. Now, more and more, the more I'm involved in Nashville and see what it is, there has to be better roads. The infrastructure, like you said, has got to be a little bit better. As far as the NFL paying all of it, I'll be honest with you, they're just not.
It's not ever going to happen.
They're just, because they know they are the key that kind of moves the entire car. They know that. If you got an NFL stadium in any city, it brings a lot to you, especially if your team is good. The perspective that they have to pony up a little bit more, I don't think it's wrong, but it's one of those situations where they will say, well, we're helping employee and people of the city. We help bringing in tourists. We're bringing this in. But to his point, it's not the actual people who are fully benefited from it. It's the city. It's because when you look at the way it's going to break down, it's just going to raise costs for the people who have been here. And I feel Sean on that.
Yeah, look, that is unfortunately the reality of it.
That's what it is.
Even if it's not being paid by you through taxes on the front end.
Yeah.
the cost of living do go up. And they're already high here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, and we're not in a great economy overall right now.
Right now for anybody, so, man.
Look, so everybody is making decisions. Everybody is trying to save. Everybody's doing everything that they can with the uncertainty of what's going to happen.
Yep.
But if the stadium's being built, there's going to be some degree of public
funding.
There's going to be. And then the other thing, and you just know this, we talked about it, went through what happened in Atlanta. The tickets are going up. They're going up.
Not only that, but the price of everything around the stadium is. If they do the condo stuff, like, it's only a select people, select amount of people that's going to go buy those places down there. The locals, everybody I've asked as far as Nashvillians, hey, you know, when's the last time you went to Broadway? Almost to a T.
It's a tourist area now.
Nobody's going down there from the city. No. Now, you might have some, the younger crowd is going for sure. Younger crowd is going, but they're going to the places that they don't think anybody is at right now.
It's you can do it when you're young for a little while, but man, does it wear out. The luster wears
even
off.
Even me, I'm in and I'm out when I go downtown. And I love it.
I have a purpose if I'm down there, period.
From a distance, me personally, I love what it is because I it's going to grow regardless, okay? And I just want it to be, as Sean's concern is, you got to kind of bring the locals with you with that. You know what I'm saying? I know as far as the overall price and living, as far as Nashville goes, going up. But look at the people that are around. How are your locals surviving? And I think that's the point, is like you do have Geodis. You do have the Sounds game. By the way, went to a Sounds game this past Friday. Awesome event. Awesome venue to go to.
It is.
And then, you know, now we're talking about the stadium. They got to inherit some costs. I just don't know how much.
All right. So to the question that was asked in the chat before the break.
Yeah.
And I've got a small list of ones that are perceived this way. But from a player's perspective, from a team's perspective, the times that you traveled here.
Yeah.
Nissan Stadium as a venue, from your perspective, compared to others in the league. What's the worst stadium in the league?
Worst stadium in the league?
At least was when you were playing. I know a couple have been.
Two have been gone, since. And those were the worst. San Diego's really bad, and also Vegas. I mean, yeah, Oakland.
Where they had the baseball field?
Bad.
Yeah.
Locker room, Jason, bad. Everything about it, bad. Bathrooms, terrible, horrendous. Same goes for San Diego also, were just bad. I'll throw another one in there as far as players go. And this, I'll preface this by saying, all of the NFL teams have had to revamp their locker rooms for visiting teams too. So it got a little bit better. So I didn't see the stands and the concessions and the infrastructure. So I'll say that. Y'all tell me any different if you've seen them. Washington.
Yeah.
FedEx.
That's the list I have.
Was pretty bad.
Yeah. They had poop coming out of the
piping, man, down there. That was pretty bad.
Poop fest.
Hall of Fame game. Atrocious.
In Canton.
Atrocious. I know they've redone the field. There was a player, one of my teammates ended up suing them, I think, for his career because the turf was so bad.
Didn't I hear it was basically like on concrete? It's like falling on concrete.
Coach wouldn't let the veterans play. Like, no, we're not playing on this field is basically what it was. I'll say this. Tampa, the locker room, they got like, you're underneath like the canopy, and they got, you know, the soundproof stuff they put underneath like walls.
Mm-hmm.
That's hanging down in Tampa. Bad. And this is in the locker room, so I don't know what the stadium's right. Like. The Browns, their shower situation with them, small, not great. Locker room's very small. Cincinnati is another one. They were built around the same time also as the Titans. Cincy's is pretty bad too.
Miami's on this list, at least before they revamped.
Okay.
The old Miami was mentioned, and the Jaguars is another one that I see.
Jags wasn't overly bad in the locker room.
But Houston.
Houston was nice.
Okay. Apparently the location of the stadium could be better.
Well, see, yeah. I feel that. Lambeau, did I mention that? They got these small stairs that you got to walk straight up and down again. So you almost got two flights of stairs to get to the locker room. That one's pretty bad. And they got that old green carpet in there, too.
So what is Nissan? Just kind of middle of the road, mediocre kind
middle
of?
Middle of the road. Visiting the locker room wasn't all that great. I thought the grass here was pretty good when we played here. It wasn't bad for offensive linemen. I know there's a little bit of a slippage problem for skill guys. It wasn't bad. It's middle of the road to me. I didn't see the stands in the concrete and stuff like that. I thought this one was good. Locker room come right down the ramp. You're right there as far as location going in. The ones with the worst location of the locker room, MetLife. Jets and Giants Stadium, you got to walk a half a mile to get to your locker room. It's pretty bad. I got another list too.
From where?
From the where you get off on the loading dock with the buses. It's like a half a mile to get to the visiting locker room. It's by far the worst location for a locker room ever before a game. I even put Heinz up there. Heinz, I wouldn't say it while I was playing. The grass at Heinz Field, bad. Our home locker room was as okay as some visiting locker rooms. I can admit that.
Well, I remember many times seeing a camera shot of the grass at Heinz.
Yeah, man.
It looked horrible, like old Philadelphia.
Yeah. Never mentioned it as a player. It's like one of those unspoken creeds. Do not mention the grass at Heinz Field. It's kind of iffy. The best grass at any stadium to me, was Carolina. It's almost as if they got like a Bermuda tight. Mm-hmm. It's very tight, their grass is. Like your foot sticks really well in Carolina, probably because it's more hot there and the type of grass they're using. But yeah, those are my list of just bad or okay. Tampa, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Titans, old Chargers, old Vegas, Lambeau. Lambeau's grass, by the way, is pretty bad. In August, when we played preseason, it was okay. We went down into the fall. They basically thread their grass with thread, like it's fake grass underneath it. And they got like the heating system that for the snow, that's very, very, it makes the grass very mushy, man. Giants, Jets, Washington, Hall of Fame Stadium, Heinz is the stadiums I got.
And then we know, and we've heard about it because it's the Colts Stadium.
Colts.
That field.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
Well,
Saints. Building's nice, but the field's terrible.
Yeah. Saints is, they make you walk across the middle of the stadium and get to the locker room too. Theirs isn't player friendly, but they don't care about that. Locker room's kind of small, so the Saints is in that conversation too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ones that's just middle of the road, probably going to have some major updates at some point in time.
But there's going to be some mix of public, private money being involved here. Burke Nihil is basically signaling that the city's going to be part of this because they signed an agreement to keep the stadium up.
Yep.
Some people can be like, well, why did the Titans keep it up? It's like, well, that's not how things work.
No.
There's more to all of this. The stadium's coming. We predicted months ago, and you're seeing the same numbers now, 2026. And that's still what it looks like.
Yeah. So about that, too, as far as you're saying, trying to get the stadium built as fast as possible. I was young during that time. I'm sure you and Shafe probably paid a little bit more attention to it as far as it coming here. But the dash to get out of Memphis. Why was Memphis really in the running for the Titan Stadium, if y'all remember at that time?
I can't answer that.
Shafe, so. Were they? They weren't.
I can't answer that either.
Okay. That's why I was just wondering, because I had a conversation with somebody this past week, and we were discussing that tweet. I was just like, well, if it had stayed in Memphis, would it have been a little bit better when it came down to the Titans building in Memphis and being the Tennessee Titans still, maybe? But apparently it just didn't work out and they had to go to Vandy for that year, that gap year of building that stadium. As a player, it wasn't bad here with the Titans stadium. I thought the fans were very unruly to visiting teams. It's always like that when the Titans, when we came down here to play the Titans. That fan base will bully you, Jason, on the lower bowl. So the passion that this fan base has, a new stadium, I think, will take it over the top. Whether it's affordable or not to the consumer, I don't know what it's going to look
like. Well, I don't either. The issue is, and this needs to at some point be addressed, because it's happening every year somewhere. There's some teams doing it. Buffalo's doing it. And they're doing another open-air stadium, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my
Buffalo.
Life. They want to keep that weather advantage. But
it's an advantage some days.
We need to get to a place where new stadiums don't need to be built every two decades in markets. Squeezing taxpayers or whatever it is that is forcing a lot of these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has become a bit of an issue. Look, when you look at Nissan and some of the problems, the biggest things are these load-bearing joints and things like that, which are incredibly expensive structural renovations that have to be done.
Yeah.
When you hear about it, you're like, what, is the stadium going to fall over? It's just what was done, the framework, the structure of it. It's like NIL, man. There is no framework or structure that's going to last long-term. If it's 1.8 to 2.2, it's an easy decision to make.
It's a new building.
It's a very easy decision to make. And that, I think, is more what Burke is saying is, look, the new stadium's coming because to keep the old one alive until the end of the agreement that we have with the city, it's only another $400 million. I know it's like, that's $400 million, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to what you can get out of a new stadium. And, of course, the Titans aren't going to foot the entire bill.
No.
To the last point, one of the reasons why is because they're not going to see all the revenue from it.
If I were to ask you, new stadium built 2026, if it's finished then, is it going to sell out? What would your answer be?
Would it sell out a new stadium? No.
You don't think the new stadium's going to sell out?
Not regularly, no.
I think it is.
They can't sell out Nissan now.
They can't? I thought they were one of the top leading goers as far as fans and stadiums.
They're doing better than they were, but what? it's not like you're in Kansas City or Lambeau or something like that.
This cost can be an issue as far as new tickets, new pricing on tickets and food inside of the stadium. Like if they take the approach that the Falcons took of making food affordable.
Yeah, they should.
Then they can get some get back on that.
I fear what the parking situation could look like, and I fear how expensive the parking will be, because I know at the Rams Stadium, when it was opening, it was $100 to park.
What?
Within a mile of the place, it felt like it was $100. Now, that's L.A. It's a little bit different, but look, go to Louisville right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was up there for that conference like a month ago, I was able to park for the day for $8.
That ain't bad.
Here, Titans 4 hours is 20.
For 2021 was 99.2% capacity.
That's good.
Okay.
So it's definitely up. It helps when you're winning. There.
Well, yeah, it does help when you're
winning. But a lot of the time they haven't been winning, so they've had a whole lot of visiting fans, and they haven't been sold out even with that.
Luke tweeted us and said, Memphis wanted the incoming NFL team to inhabit the Liberty Bowl. They didn't want to build a new stadium in Memphis. May have been one of the bigger issues.
I'd always thought Nashville just didn't have a stadium in place, so they had to go to Memphis for a year.
I was also told this. From as far as Munch went, he told us his story. By the way, we'll have to get him on the show. So y'all say that. But as far as it went, when they were played in Memphis and they played the Steelers, there was so much black and gold there that Bud Adams had an issue with that. Now, again, I know stories get changed over the years, but they didn't think they'd be able to build up their own fan base when it came down to the Titans in Memphis was one of the things, too, as far as the demographic of NFL teams, because we didn't have a team here in Nashville for the longest. You ask almost anybody here, and we had this conversation before people deny it. As a Titans fan, do you have a B team? We talked about this, did we not, Jay, as far as pro goes? And most people are like, yeah, I was a fan of the Cowboys before. I was a fan of the 49ers before. I was a fan of the Falcons before. Like, we've heard those conversations, and Steelers, we've heard that conversation before when it came down to the, you know, Titans building up a fan base here. Since 99.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like I said, if they're winning, yeah, they should do well because people will want to hang out at that stadium unless there's cost prohibitive issues. You know what the rich, you know what the most expensive ticket in the NFL is this coming year on average on secondary markets?
No.
Vegas. What? The average ticket price for Vegas is over $500 on the secondary market. I'm talking regular season just to see the Raiders against anybody. And it's because people come into Vegas, and they're going to catch a football game while they're here.
Wow.
Well, what is Vegas similar to in some ways in terms of how its entertainment and tourism business is set up?
It's Nashville at this point.
If you're if the average Titans price, because you're looking at Allegiant Stadium, for example, there, another one that costs around the same amount of money as would cost here. Are you paying $500 to go sit in that stadium on a secondary market if that's what you're staring at with all the tourists that are coming in? It'll probably fill because of the tourists, actually. I'll pull back. It probably will sell out, but a lot of the people that are going to games now ain't going to be going to games. It's going to be a completely different clientele.
I'd almost say this, just paint this picture of a hypothetical. Well, we're against the break, too, a little bit. But
yeah.
I'll paint that picture, and we got a call on the line until we get to after the break.
Yeah, we'll take Scott's call as well. 615-737-1045, your thoughts on all that. We'll be right back. It's J. Martin Moe, 1045 The Zone. Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, almost halfway home here on this Monday. You see the photo Deshaun put? Know who wasn't in that photo?
Oh, boy, I was hoping for it.
But you knew better. The whole team's there. Amari Cooper, for some reason, is wearing a long sleeve shirt, pants, and shoes in the Bahamas. Everybody else is doing their thing. I heard somebody describe it as it's like Baker has to be so sad because that's like, that's his girl, but somebody else is taking her out, but they're still in a relationship, technically.
Everything's all right.
No. I scanned through like four times. I love this, Shay. Okay. I scanned through like four times to see if Baker was there. I ain't gonna lie, I did.
Well, you wasted your time because you knew better.
I scanned four times to see if our guy was in that picture.
So here's what Mickey, our esteemed colleague, professional unlike us, Mickey Ryan said. He said this to me. He said, the stadium wasn't ready here until 99. That's what I had thought. They played in Memphis because Vanderbilt Stadium was too small and you couldn't sell alcohol there. And then it went so bad in Memphis, they decided to go to Vandy anyway. Yeah. And Memphis, and I do remember, I think, something about this, even though I certainly wasn't here at the time, but I was still in Carolina. Memphis tried to get a team when they expanded with the Panthers and the Jags. Jacksonville got the team Memphis thought they were going to end up with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
They were never going to have the Oilers franchise. Mm-hmm. That was always coming here.
Jeez. Well, I got to get it going now. I know that much. As the time's come for a new stadium.
Scott in Smyrna. Scott, what's up?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I want to come at this from a little different perspective. I actually, back in 96, I was a member of the Yes for Nashville committee that was part of the guys that were lobbying for the vote to get the stadium approved, initial stadium. And also went down to Atlanta to lobby the NFL owners meeting and personally talked to Jerry Jones and lobbied him myself. I was just right out of college. But so I remember when the stadium was new. And look, we've got, I think, sort of at the, we're kind of at the sweet spot now. We've got the benefit of an NFL team in Nashville. We've got all the benefits we talk about getting. Yeah, there's a Super Bowl and things like that. But we have the cachet of having an NFL team right now without the huge investment. We're going into a major recession. Mm. So that's a question mark I have. But the other thing I wanted to point out, because I know this is the show where the who's who of Nashville politicians listen, and that is this. One thing history tells us, when a stadium is constructed, there will be cost overruns. If for some reason we go through with this, we have to ensure that if there's an overrun, if there's something that goes on, Nashville's not holding the bag. That the state, it's going to be the NFL or the owners soak up all cost overruns.
Mm-hmm. Scott, that's a good point to make. And we actually had talked when we were talking about the Falcons. There's a documentary about the construction and timing of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Originally, I think that was supposed to be 1.2, and it went up at least half a bill. Damn. From there in overrun. And it was a disaster to build. Yeah. They ran into all sorts of problems. It took longer than expected. It caught. You know this if you've ever done renovations at your house.
Yeah.
Whatever you think you're paying, just go ahead and add about 20% to it.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got that set aside because I promise you when they take the floor out, they're going to find rot.
Yep.
Or they're going to find something, or they're going to realize, you know what, we actually have to do this. We didn't know your house was constructed this way. So I'm already saying if they're looking at 2-2, I'm already penciling in 2-5.
2-5.
Minimum.
I'd roll with that too. Just it's building a house. Well, I didn't know I needed that. Code changes. Prices go different. Well, we got to wait on this to show up. Well, we can get it quicker if we pay for this. It's a little bit higher. Well, yeah, do it. Like, there are so many different variables that's going to go into building a stadium. But I guess the polling question would be, will it still get built? And I'm saying yes. It's going to still get built, Jay. If it's 1-8 to 2-2, 2-5, 2-7 is probably where it's going to end at. Just completely honest with you.
Could even be higher. I mean, I think it was, all right, so Arthur Blank says in the documentary, 1.2 became close to $2 billion. So it ended up being another about $800 million past what was expected.
Golly. The 1-2 is what they said, and it was close to the 2?
God. Mike Egan, the executive who oversaw the stadium project, said in an interview with the AJC, actually it was between 1.75 and 1.8. Arthur may have thought it was $2 billion, but it was around 1.8. So still, over $500 million more in overrun. And he said, you know, the number we had always talked about, the original number, this again, the guy that was in charge of the financing and everything else, that was the actual hard construction cost to build the stadium. What we were not including that is demolishing the Georgia Dome, building the Home Depot backyard, the stadium's art collection, the financing costs, and other soft costs of the project. We did not include design fees in the hard cost numbers. So that's one of the big differences. There's a documentary called Rising Up. I don't even know if it's something that you can see publicly, but it was released down there around the time. It's called A West Side Story. And basically it talks about both the stadium and the difficulties there, as well as the community and things like that. But you could, to Scott's point, he's dead right. It's going to cost more than whatever you're told it's going to cost. Yeah. And then the question is, who foots that bill? And you always need to make sure you have that money set aside on top of it. So that's certainly worth mentioning. 615-737-1045 is your telephone number. 737-1045. JTB with an excellent suggestion. At a pedal tavern track around the field. All that money goes to financing. Third hour of the show's next. Eric Kane from the Sports Animal in Knoxville in 25 minutes. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.